Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our happy 4th of July and 250th birthday weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, gosh, I look out the window and the world is still there. I have to tell you, I was not sure about that last night. I swear, I know I could have been in Ukraine or, you know, somewhere that's getting bombed. I'll tell you what, it was something else. Anyway, apparently we survived. And let's see, I look out the window now and it is a beautiful, you know, sunny Sunday morning here in the Pacific Northwest. I've got nothing but blue sky down here. And the only unusual thing is that I can't welcome Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller back home from the Philippines and all of that because he's not here today. He is back from the Philippines, but he's stomping around as Bigfoot today. So that means filling the chair and keeping us on the air would be our production engineer today is David Brown. Good morning, David, and welcome back to Animal World.
Thank you, Martha, and a good morning to you.
Thank you. And, boy, I have to tell you, last year was the worst 4th of July in my neighborhood, in terms of loudness and fireworks, because, couple of new people or new families or people's moved into the area. I'm out in a lot of state land and forest and large properties, but new ones within the area last year. And boy, they just went to town on 4th of July last year. But I kind of assuming it must be because it's the 250th birthday. So it's kind of a bigger deal that I was hoping, David, maybe it would be the opposite, that you know, people didn't have as much money to spend or something, and it wouldn't be so loud. But I'll tell you what, I don't know that I have ever heard anything so loud. You know, I've always said, you know, that our neighborhood buys out the reservations and you know, gets all the big stuff. But I've never heard such big booms. I did watch a lot of the fireworks on television yesterday evening, you know, around the country. And boy, you know, David, my feelings are sure changing about this stuff. You know, as a kid, I loved fireworks. I don't know about you, but
oh, I did too.
Yeah, I mean, I used to get so goofy and so crazy. And even, you know, as a young adult, and I'm always conditioned my animals to be able, you know, to, you know, change the way they feel about it. And, you know, with jolly routines, you know, which works for dogs and cats and horses and all that good stuff. And so forth. But it seems like it just gets louder and longer every year. And, you know, I was kind of surprised last night. I don't know, maybe I'm finally maturing in my really old age. But, you know, watching the fireworks after a while, it was kind of like, you know, they all looked the same to me. And it wasn't as thrilling as it used to be. And, you know, and especially all the big, huge displays, it's kind of like, and then, you know, in Washington, D.C., they wanted to break the world record of doing the most fireworks. I actually was getting bored by the end of it. And they had done so much, it had clouded up the air. You couldn't see the fireworks anywhere and the finale and all of that. So, I don't know. I think the good news was when I did watch the Lake Union, you know, our fireworks, you know, our big display here in, you know, the greater, you know, Seattle area would be at Lake Union and the Gasworks Park, you know, a big celebration and the fireworks down there. And of course, you know, I've watched them every year, you know, all of my life. And well, except way back. If those of you that have been around as long as I have will remember that we used to have two major displays in the area. Well, we had lots of them around, but we had two huge, huge, huge ones. And the other big one, and probably the biggest one, was the Ivers one down on the waterfront. And, you know, there were some years when I actually went to that or to, you know, Lake Union. But anyway, I really thought, and I don't think I'm biased, but I really thought, even though it wasn't the biggest display, that our Lake Union, you know, Gaswerk Park, our display was one of the best in the country. It was really very well done, very well coordinated. It was a perfect weather, perfect clear sky. You could absolutely see the fireworks perfectly, and it wasn't overdone. And well coordinated and timed with the music and everything. Anyway, I kind of think we did the best. So when I was watching that, it was like, it was similar to up here as it was last year. I'm watching it on TV, but with what I'm feeling and hearing going on around me, it's like I was right there on the barge of those fireworks. It was that loud. I mean, it was almost like, you know, I was at the fairgrounds light, you know, on the wherever the deck of where they're blowing everything up. I have never heard such loud sound. I have no idea what they were doing. I actually finally went outside to look, and I mean, you could feel them, the ground shaking. All I can see around me, because, you know, it's forest and, you know, 150, 200-foot trees out there. And so, but the sky above all the trees was lighting up, and it was like whoever was doing all these fireworks, it was like they were in the middle of the forest doing them. And all the noise, I didn't get to see any of the, you know, pretty fireworks in the air of the woods. But I'll tell you what, my heart was just so concerned for the wildlife in the area, David, you know, because we have bears that, and there's actually, you know, the state built a bear house, you know, for hibernating, you know, in our little forest, the state land right across the road from me. And I mean, like right next, it has to be right where they're shooting fireworks off. And, the bear, the deer, you know, the coyote, the cougar and bobcat and all of the birds, the wild critters. I have to say, I was relieved to go outside this morning and there are birds singing. So, you know, I guess they survived, but I'm kind of in favor of, you know, I think we ought to be regrouping. And are we really, is this really serving a higher good? I have heard a number of years now that Italy has developed soundless fireworks. So I'm wondering, why haven't we gotten on that over here? They're also doing drones now instead of fireworks, which, you know, aren't as noisy. But gosh, I just can't condone what the misery that the animals have to be going through with this. And I know so many people, you know, talk about it online. And I have to say, with the timing, David, with the show this year, I took a couple of weeks off last month because what's going on in my life. And by the way, it wasn't enough time. This is a big adjustment for me, and still working on it. And I think I may do the same thing this month and take a little more time to regroup. That's what I was thinking. I didn't have a chance to really talk to you this year about jolly routines and getting your dogs ready for 4th of July and all of that sort of stuff. And I know, David, you're familiar with all of that. And I'm wondering, how did you do, because you're down in the South End, right?
That is correct.
And what was the fireworks situation in your neighborhood? Were things really loud and crazy and bigger than normal?
Well, I heard some loudness. It wasn't too bad. To put it bluntly, Daisy and I just slept through it. It didn't really bother either one of us. Daisy is just immune.
Daisy's your Basset hound.
Yes.
Okay, so Daisy was good, and you were good, and well, that's good.
Yeah, even though the big one, was right across the street at the park, was the big one in Federal Way, but
uh-huh.
I didn't really hear anything. I was out. Daisy and I were just out on the couch.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Then you balanced what was going on up here in the Salton Monroe area. I haven't checked out next door today to see what everybody's saying, but I can't imagine there aren't a lot of people really, really upset because it was just over the top. Just way, way, way too much noise. And especially when you're doing it pretty much right in the middle of all the forested state land around here. I mean, but I wonder, do people even think about that when they're doing these kind of displays? Or are they just having a good time celebrating what they're celebrating and not thinking about the wildlife and and not to mention all of the livestock and pets, dogs and cats and so forth that live with folks around here. But I'll tell you what, I think there's a lot of traumatized humans and animals in my area anywhere. And I don't know if you've been around here for years. I've never complained about the fourth like this before, because I know what to do about it and my animals are okay and all of that. But I mean, this was really one of the first years that I wasn't okay. I really felt like I was in a war zone. If I didn't know better, I would think we were being attacked and there were bombs coming down. It was that bad. It was just huge.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't, like I said, even though it was across the street, I didn't notice anything.
Yep. So
it's just a day for me now, pretty much.
Yeah. No, they did calm down as it got later. But there were big, huge bangs going off all night long here or there. I didn't have a great night's sleep, and I haven't heard anything this morning, so I think they all must have worn themselves out. But for any of you out there, in case you're in a neighborhood where there's a lot of action going on and you get any more fireworks today, remember, if you have dogs and cats, you can use a little baby oil or mineral oil, a little oily ear ointment to put in their ears and smush the base of their ears to get the oil coating the eardrum inside, and that really seriously tamps down the sound for them. And then instead of calming, soothing, and sympathizing, get happy, get treats out, do jollies, and do your best to keep from making the fears worse. So hopefully there won't be much more of it, and maybe we can, well, I don't know. I think it's time to talk about, do we really need to be doing these big, huge, especially on a private level? I know a lot of people would be upset hearing about that, want to be able to do what they do, but I just can't imagine being a wild animal last night. with this going on around them. I mean, I can't imagine their response anyway. Bless them. I hope they all made it through okay. And at least we didn't have any fires out here and so forth. So that's really good. You know, the other maybe this has something to do with it. Astrologically, snuck up on me. But guess what? Mercury's in retrograde again. Oh, joy. It started on June 29th, so just the end of last week. And it is in retrograde until July 23rd, in a couple of days. But so, no, it's not a good time to sign contracts, start new things. Be very cautious if you do. And it's a good time to redo things. And catch up on all the stuff you haven't finished and finish projects and do all that kind of stuff. But starting new things is not a good thing during the retrograde. And if anything's going to break mechanically, you know, it's going to happen during a retrograde. So be sure you're writing pencil on your calendar and stuff, because people forget, things change and all that sort of thing. Be aware. Mercury's in retrograde. However, the weather is gorgeous, David, and I think it is. We are kind of the one place in the country that is experiencing perfect weather right now. I mean, the rest of the country seems to be in a major heat wave, but for me, this is like, you know, sunny, partly cloudy here and there, and mid 70s. That's like perfection for me. And isn't that kind of where we are and when we're going to stay for a while?
Well, for today anyway, yeah. And then I'm looking here at Auburn and Federal Way. It's going to be in the 80s tomorrow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be get a little warmer tomorrow and Tuesday, but then and then
back. Yeah, then it looks like about mid-70s. Of course, yeah. Like I said, this is for me closer to home.
Yep, and just be aware that you need to leave your dogs and your young kids. Be careful of them in the car. Read a terrible story yesterday evening. Gal that was always responsible with her dog and, went in, parked in the shade and ran into the store for just 10 minutes, not realizing what I'm always telling you. Remember, the sun moves. And by the time she got back out, you know, the car was in the sun, dogs in the car, lots of extenuating things where the windows closed on their own automatically. And she and everybody, they couldn't break the windows. And anyway, the dog ended up surviving, but it was just a horrendous story. And then I saw another one yesterday on the news, you know, the dad that forgot to drop the kid off at daycare and come. It just is crazy. And it just, it is so heart-wrenching to hear these stories. So please, 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 on a 70-degree day, even if the windows are partially rolled down, it only takes 10 minutes for the interior temperature of the car to get hot enough to start cooking your dog. So please leave them home or don't. And with your kids, if you are have to drop your child off somewhere, put something in the back seat with them or wherever they are that you cannot leave the car without.
And that would be a cell phone. I would think that would be the number one thing that you would not forget. So put it in the back.
A cell phone or a wallet or, you know, the keys to get into where you're going. But something that you cannot leave the car without, and you would not, even if you're on automatic pilot, you wouldn't space it. Because I don't want to read any more of those tragic stories. All right, so enough for right now, and let's see. It is the first Sunday of July, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday, and we will be starting off with Meow Cat Rescue as usual at the bottom of the hour. We've got Help Animals India, and then starting off the 10 o'clock hour, and then we'll have a little bit of time to chat, David, and getting current events and some other things going on, and check on all our sporting stuff, because, boy, we got lots of sports stuff going on, but we'll do that in the last half of the second hour. And then we've got animals24-7.org, Merritt and Beth Clifton, and the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in the last hour of the show. And right now, before we take care of advertisers, we're going to go ahead and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then we'll take care of advertisers, and then we will get started with our interviews. Meow will be up first. Okay, so if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do so by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And I do that with a couple of little prayers, because it's Sunday and I can. and we start with a... I start with a prayer for our animal friends, and then one for us human animals, and then we have a whole pile of affirmations that we do. And you are welcome to participate with me. Say them all, the prayers and the affirmations along with me. Do them during the week as I do, and I know many of you do. Or you can opt out. It's not like dancing that's required when we get on the love train at 10 and 11. With the prayers and affirmations, you can opt out. So here we go. I'm going to start with a prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then, now our affirmations, all contributed by some member of our animal world family and chosen for their profound effects at positively improving our lives. And the first one was a spiritual assignment for me many, many years ago. Say this out loud 3 times a day for 7 days in a row and see what happens. And I'm still doing it. It makes a huge difference. So here we go. I say each affirmation 3 times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Second affirmation comes from our featured guest next week, Linda Rasmussen, our best in energy codes gal. And when she works with you on the air, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from. And it is so effective. We do it every week. And when I mentioned abundance in this affirmation, imagine in your mind the type of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. Here we go 3 times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this next one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but the Italian division. It's what I use before I go out in the world and all of that good stuff. 3 times. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, our next affirmation is great for... trying to stay in balance with these crazy energies these days, and comes from our from Natasha Venter. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then this next affirmation also comes from Ananda Worldwide, and it is their Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, do we need this. We need it around the country. We need it around the world. So let's spread a lot of God's light everywhere. Okay, here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All right, and then the last affirmation here. We've added back Paramahansa Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer because we sure need it all around the country and the world. If you're doing this at home, there are two affirmations. The first one you would do 10 times. The second one you do 3 times. Here for radio, we do each 3 times. So here we go with the first affirmation. And it's a good idea, put your hands in the prayer position for this one because it increases your connection to the divine and bringing in the energy. All right. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. All right, affirmation number 2. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. All righty, and then to conclude this whole thing, this is Dr. Nell's contribution. He's still with us. Cross your hands over your heart, and this is to seed it for the day and the week. I trust, I trust, I trust. Okay, all right. Now, David, maybe we're having our first Mercury in retrograde today. Because as I was saying affirmations, my cell phone was ringing. I don't know if you could hear it or not, but it was, and it was Marilyn from Meow. I'm wondering if she is not able to get through on the phone. Let us go ahead. Let's take care of advertisers, and I'll call Marilyn right back, see what's going on. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and yeah, welcome to Mercury in Retrograde. Woohoo! But I think we worked it all out, and we straightened out Mercury, did we not, David?
Yeah, we did, but you're right, Mercury. I'm like, there's nothing for me to write, anything.
Oh yeah, goofy, crazy anyway. Well, we'll just get all of that energy out of the way, let's see. Well, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and they should be getting ready for service, which is at 10, and you can stream the service at anandawashington.org or on Facebook at Ananda Seattle or Ananda Washington on Facebook. And we'll be talking to Kevin again at 11:30 today, so we'll find out how spiritual renewal week and the centennial went down at Ananda Village, and all the good stuff coming up. And then, of course, if you know somebody that has problems with their dogs and needs to straighten out problems, that's what I do. And I'd love you to take my phone number down and hand it out to everybody you know that has problems with dogs. Tell them I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. And I can probably help solve their problems really fast. So write down my phone number and give it to everybody you know that needs help with a dog. And my number is 360-217-7258. And all you need to know is it's a landline, so no text. You got to call me, 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are good, so let's get rolling on Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And first up would be Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, and Marilyn Hendrickson is here with us. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yep, and you're apparently in attunement with Mercury in retrograde and all of the astrological stuff going on, because we had to make sure you had the right phone number. So we're still... David, I don't think you know anything about it, but, you know, we're supposed to be getting new phone lines. How come we, do you have any idea why we don't have them yet?
I keep hearing that, you know, our engineer is overwhelmed and just hasn't been able to finish plugging everything in. That was the last I heard anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, apparently he's really, really busy, Marilyn. And we're still on with the 888 number is the only one we've got that works right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, that works for me.
Yeah, and the old one, you know, the 425 number you used to call, We've been told that one's gone permanently forever. Goodbye.
Oh, okay.
So you can just dump that one out of your system.
Okay. Well,
and the 888 number, it's possible that one will continue to remain good when we have new phone lines, but it's also possible we'll have a whole new number and that one will be gone too. We just don't know. You know, we who do the live shows are the last ones to know.
I'll just roll with it.
Okay, cool, cool. So for anybody who doesn't know, give us a lowdown. What is Meow Cat Rescue?
Meow Cat Rescue is an animal shelter rescue organization. We are in our 28th year. We're located in Kirkland in the Houghton area. At the shelter itself, we have cats and kittens. And in foster homes, we have cats, kittens, and there's a few puppies, too.
Yeah, so just because the name is Meow, every once in a while, there's a woof woof.
Mm-hmm.
But the woof woofs don't end up in the shelter. The dogs are in foster homes. But you can find out what dogs Meow has available if you're interested by going to the Meow website, meowcatrescue.org. And then you would click on available puppies or dogs, whatever, available dogs, and then you'd see what they have. And you don't have a ton of dogs. You have a handful or so maybe from time to time, right?
Yeah, just a handful of dogs.
But you have an overwhelming number of cats most of the time.
Oh, boy, do we ever.
So what's the state of the art? Are we up to our eyeballs and kittens and overwhelmed? And are you overloaded? So what's the state of the shelter these days with cats?
We're over our eyeballs with kittens and cats. And the season just, it's been very, 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 very busy. So we're doing as much as we can, as, you know, our bandwidth will allow. We've got lots of kittens in foster care. I currently have kittens in my home. And at the shelter, we've got oodles of kittens at the shelter and some really awesome adults, too.
And how many cats the shelter holds, in the shelter?
Mm-hmm, it fluctuates. Right now, today, probably 50 to 60, I would say, today.
Okay. And is that about maximum for in the shelter?
Well, I think we've had up to 80.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'd say between 50 and 80 cats probably in mm-hmm. the shelter at any given time. And then all the ones that can't be in the shelter, either because they're too young, kittens or litters, which be in foster care, or because they need special attention or care of some kind, so they're in a foster home rather than in the shelter. That's correct?
Yes, okay. That's right.
All right. Now, since this came up from, you know, and what crosses my path is often meant to talk about here, I can't remember if I've mentioned it to you on the air before, Marilyn, or not, but there's a person out in my area somewhere. I'm not going to tell you their name. But they run a cat rescue. It sounds like it's, you know, very small, out of her home. I don't think she's a 501c3, but a prolific poster on, you know, our Nextdoor app. And is posting pictures of kittens and cats and that kind of stuff. And when she needs fosters or they're ready for adoption, that sort of thing. Well. This last week or so, they posted a really scathing email. The rescuer was really angry. And what she was posting about, she was going off at what she called the big rescues in the area. Now, she didn't mention any rescues in particular, but when you say the big rescues in the area, I think more of the city or county rescues, or maybe Seattle Humane or something like that, the big, not the smaller privates, but didn't indicate. It was just the bigger rescues. And she went on and on about how angry she was that they're not doing their job, and that and she was posting about a very few days old kitten that I don't know was abandoned or found or something, but it was just a few days old, needed bottle feeding. And she was mad because all of the big rescues, no one would take this kitten. And the whoever found it had to drive 3 hours to bring it to her because she was only one on the planet that would take it. And she was just ranting and raving about the shelters. And are they really in the rescue business? Well, why would they turn down a kitten and all that sort of thing? So I'm thinking, you know, I mean, this is going out over, you know, that all these rescues are horrible because they wouldn't take this kitten and all this sort of stuff. But I thought maybe you could help us understand the situation that rescues are in. And I would imagine there has to come a point for everybody where you just cannot take one more or something, you know. Could you help us understand why this would happen?
I sure can. I can only speak for the way our shelter operates, but first of all, we only have a small handful of people that can do bottle babies, and occasionally we have the luxury of a lactating mom that we can try a bottle baby on. But if our bottle feeders are full and we don't have a lactating mom, we can't. It's just as simple as that. It's bottle feeding a kitten. It's a skill. It takes a lot of practice. It can be done, but it's an intensely exhausting job because it's around the clock. You have to feed those kittens every 2 hours.
I was going to say, it's not like you have a kitten that you've just adopted, you know, and you're feeding them three times a day, you know, or four times a day. How every 2 hours you have to feed a bottle feeding baby?
Well, that would be a newborn, like, you know, newborn to, you know, like 2 weeks old. And then the older they get, then it's every 3 hours, every 4 hours, and so on and so forth. But
yeah, so it's not like you can just say, oh, yeah, bring the kitten to us, we'll take care of it. You have to have, you know, the volunteers or the staffing, that someone that can do that with the kitten.
Yeah, and bottle feeding kittens is very intimidating to people, because not just because of the intenseness of it, but there's a fairly high mortality rate in neonates. And we're always looking for people that we can train. We never have enough bottle feeders.
And that's another thing that I remember, of course, from my days in veterinary medicine. You aren't just, when you've got a newborn and you've got these young babies that be bottle fed, these kittens, it's not just bottle feeding. There's other things that mom does, but that, you know, tiny kittens like that don't urinate and defecate on their own.
No,
you know,
they don't.
The person who's doing the bottle feeding also has to stimulate them to help them go, like mom cat does.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that people need to be trained how to do. And it's not something that, I can have a litter of bottle feeding babies and go to work for 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you're taking them with you, is a sort of thing. And then I would also imagine, you know, in the shelter situation, that it is not always a pleasant experience for you guys. Because if you are not able to set some rules and some boundaries and do, you know, so that you're not overwhelming yourselves. I imagine it's really easy to get overwhelmed, and you can't turn, you don't want to turn anyone down. And then all of a sudden you're burning out your volunteers or your employees, and it just doesn't work. And I think you've probably had to learn the hard way that sometimes you just have to say no. And that's got to break your heart when that happens.
It does. And we hate telling people no, and we avoid it at all costs. And we're always racking our brains trying to figure out how we can make this work or that work. But sometimes we simply can't. And we hate it. And it doesn't happen all that often, but when it does, it's really hard, and it's really hard on the heart. And I feel for the person calling, I feel for the animal in need, but we can't do everything.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. And a lot of times, you know, we're experiencing some of the same things going on with wildlife, you know, and our wildlife rehabilitators in the area. You know, they're in the springtime and you know, kind of around now, early summer, a lot of baby rabbits, you know, because we got wild rabbits everywhere now, sometimes baby squirrels and that sort of thing. But especially when it comes to the baby rabbits, some of our wildlife rehabilitators won't take them because they can't. They just don't have. And it's not because they're being mean or they don't want to. They absolutely want to, but they also have to be, you know, take care of themselves to be able to continue the work that they're doing.
Yeah.
And so that can be challenging. So before we take care of advertisers here, which we need to do, I just want to say, if anybody's out there listening thinking, well, I could foster cats or I could bottle feed babies, if anybody out there wants to volunteer at Meow, how do they get started with that?
They can either just call the shelter directly, and that number is 425-822-6369, or they can email, it's volunteer@meowcatrescue.org. And I should mention that for our fosters, we supply everything. We supply the food, you know, whether it's kitten formula, dry food, wet food. We supply all of the deworming, the vaccine, the blood tests. We do everything. All the foster needs to do is take care of these little critters.
Yeah, you just got to have the place to do it. And so if you are interested in volunteering either at the shelter, if you're interested in being a foster or if you are able to do bottle feeding, you know, babies, you can call Meow Cat Rescue. The phone number is 425-822-6329. 425-822-6329. Or you can email volunteer@meowcatrescue.org. Was that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so volunteer@meowcatrescue.org. All righty, we're going to take care of our advertisers here. We come back, we'll find out, we'll tell you hours and how you can adopt kitties and find out if there's anything special we need to know about. Oh, and I think we can find out how all the big annual fine wines and felines and auction and all that. I think that's all wrapped up, isn't it, Marilyn?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It was last weekend. All done.
Oh, okay, well, hold on, because we'll talk about that later. all right, so, it is all wrapped up. We'll get a report from Marilyn and how that went, and you guys all stay right where you are, because Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Robin Alexis. Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis returns to KKNW following the death of my husband, Bob. This show bears witness to me stepping into a sacred new beginning of being a widow. Somatic guide Mary Stevenson will be co-host, and she's going to walk me through life's deepest sorrow. Find community support here with us as you process your grief along with me. Discover your inner strength along with me right here on KKNW, Fridays at 8 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we are about winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, though, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And remember our wonderful sound healer and chiropractic acutonic specialist, Jude Ponton, at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in her home now. It's so easy access and parking, and oh, what a gift. If you've got anything going on with your physical body and need help staying in balance like I do, boy, she is the one. And she can work with you in person, which I highly recommend, or remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call. She'll call you back, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are in the middle of a conversation. Marilyn is here from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. They are in the Houghton Plaza area of Kirkland. And Marilyn, you are now open for adoptions. Is it 4 days a week now?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from 1 to 5.
So that means today is Sunday. And even though it's the 4th of July weekend, are you guys open this afternoon?
Yes, we are.
All righty. So 1 to 5 p.m., you can go get yourself, add a new kitty to your family today if you like. And again, I've talked about it just before we took care of advertisers, but how did the big fundraising events go this year?
It was a success. Everyone had a good time.
Yay.
We raised funds so we can continue doing our work, and we're just thankful for all the people that put it together, all the people that contributed, all the people that attended. It's always a heartwarming evening to spend a couple hours in a room full of people that want the same thing you do.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
Yes.
And so the in-person dinner and live auction and all of that was successful. But then you also had an online auction for quite a while, and that also was successful?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was very successful.
Wonderful. So it's time to start gearing up for next year. And, but I think we should remind everybody, because didn't the in-person event, the Fine Wines and Felines, didn't that sell out this year early?
It did sell out. It sold out, gosh, probably 3 weeks before the event actually happened.
Yep. So everybody put that in your mind, especially if, you know, you missed out and didn't get to attend this year. We've got to remember next year, if you want to go, you're going to have to jump on tickets right away when they're available, because this is 3 weeks ahead of time they were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever remember that happening before, but I could be wrong. But
I don't remember that happening either.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. We'll be on it next year when you tell us about that the dates are set and tickets are on sale. That's the time to get them. And I'm so glad everything went well. So anything going on that we need to know about or anything coming up we need to know about, Marilyn?
Not in the immediate future, but I would like to share one of our programs. And I can't remember if we've talked about this or not, but we have what's called a Moms and Toms program. And what that
I'm sure we probably have in the past, but you better remind us what this is all about.
Yeah, it's a good time of year to remind people that if for some reason you have a mom cat that has had kittens, we will spay that mom cat for you and take the kittens. And that also, so that's the mom's part of it. The Tom's part of it is if you have an unneutered male, we will neuter that cat as well, free of charge.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, we're trying to prevent litters.
Yeah, yeah. And when you say you would take mom and the kittens, then of course you would do everything the kittens need, you know, to prepare them to be adopted.
Yeah. So if someone were to call us today, let's just say they have, for whatever reason, they've got a cat that hasn't been spayed and has had kittens. We can take the cat and kittens until the kittens are spayed or weaned. Excuse me. Then we will spay the mama cat and give the mama cat back to you.
Oh, cool, cool. All right,
and
all right.
If the kittens are already weaned, we'll just take the kittens and we'll still spay your mama.
Wow! Wonderful, wonderful. And if somebody is in that situation, do they just call Meow Cat Rescue to make the arrangements?
Yes.
Okay. Once again, here's the phone number: 425-822-6329. 425-822-6369. And you call this your Mom and Tom's program?
Yeah.
Okay, so moms can get spayed for free and to return back to you. Dads can get neutered for free, same thing back. Kittens can, you know, the shelter's happy to take them and adopt them out. But, you know, if you take them, Marilyn, then those kittens all get checked out and get vaccinated and get spayed and neutered and microchipped and all that wonderful stuff. And I think, you know, we've talked recently about what an incredibly good deal adopting a cat or a kitten from Meow is, because my goodness, the corporate greed going on in veterinary medicine these days has just got me beside myself sometimes. Marilyn, I had someone tell me that recently their vet had quoted them to spay their dog $1,600.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know what else they wanted to do, except maybe give the dog new arms and legs or something, but $1,600 to spay a dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, Anyway, It is unbelievably reasonable to adopt from Meow Cat Rescue, and I had for a long time thought it was much more expensive to adopt cats from Meow, but it's kind of a sliding scale. You know, the younger they are, you pay a little more for kittens than you do for adults, and then practically nothing for seniors. and they're all checked out and all that sort of stuff. So you've got a full shelter now. Anybody in particular you want to mention before we wrap up?
Yeah, we have a cat who, she's actually in foster because she doesn't like other cats. She's a Flame Point Siamese.
That's a redhead.
Yeah, yeah. Toasted Marshmallow, we call her. So she is in foster. She's 3 years old. She came to us because she was having an irritable bowel, and she was diagnosed with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. She is on a special food. She was on a medication. The last I heard, they even discontinued that. She's just on a special food, and her trigger, excuse me, her trigger is other cats.
Wow.
So as long as she's the only cat in the home and she's on her special food, she's a sweetheart of a cat, and she's beautiful.
Yeah, so if you would like a flame point Siamese, they're kind of rare. Needs to be an only cat, but Meow has her. You could start working online with Meow or give them a call, and they're also there today. Now, you couldn't go down to the shelter and see her this afternoon because she's in foster. So if someone's particularly interested in this flame point Siamese, should they call you?
Well, she's on our website.
When
we click on adoptable cats, she's right on there, and it describes her and her personality. And then there's information on where to go to fill out the app, and then where to send the app.
Wonderful. All righty, Marilyn, thank you so much for all your good work. And we'll hope that the Flame Point gets a good home. And I look forward to talking to you again. I can't believe it. It'll be the first Sunday of August.
Oh, I know.
All righty. So Okay. Stay cool. And thanks for all your good work. And we'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thanks, Martha.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, we're going to wrap up hour number one, fire up hour number two, and that means it is time to roll out the love train. And remember, dancing is required because, you know, we got to get our energy going, juices flowing, and get on the love train. So dancing's required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with me. I'll come cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, a body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up. And Help Animals India, Eileen is next, so stay right where you are, everybody. Join the love train with me, and Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Oh.